You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been opposite day of movements from what it was yesterday, but I suppose there's been a couple of developments regardless, and we're going to look at those developments with the wealth manager from PSG Wealth, Nellis Brink. He joins me now on the line to take a look at some of the movements throughout the day. Good evening, Nellis. Lovely to catch up with you as always. Quieter day in some respects, depending on which markets you were looking at, but not necessarily a positive day. We started off the week quite strong. Today was a red day.
Good evening, Jimmy. Good to be back. Yes, definitely. We can see South Africa's slowing down. We love our December holidays, so we see a slowdown in trade. We see a bit of a softer market. I mean, we had a cracker of a month. For the 1 month, we're up more than 3%, and year to date, we're touching on 14%. So really good year. For the day, we're down around about 40 basis points. That's negligible. That's in our world a flat day. But as you mentioned, that depends on what industry you're in. If you're in mining, mining never sleeps, and they seem to keep on cracking it.
You bring up mining, Nellis, and we got some mining production numbers come through today as well. Obviously, a lot to do with just what's happening at the moment. Production updates, China, we'll get to China in a moment, but from a mining production perspective, South Africa is such a big mining country. We've been on the receiving end of a lot of negative global sentiment that's affected the miners, because from a demand side, we haven't really seen that China demand return to the market as people thought. What's the production update looking like? Are miners still hanging in there?
It seems like it's definitely turning around if we look at two things at the same time. Firstly, our production update. So our September update was revised upwards from 4.7% to 4.9%. And just remember, there was an expectation or a forecast of 3%. So a massive upside surprise in September. And then the figures that you're referring to that came out today, another 1.4% in the positive. And then more specifically on company level, Thungela Resources expect coal production to exceed targets in December 2024. And then we've also seen some improved rail logistics, which would further help on coal production.
Nellis, let's look at the, well, while on the coal production, I suppose let's look at Thungela, because I saw there was an update from Thungela, and then we'll move to international matters. What was Thungela's update?
So their update would be then, and as I quickly mentioned, their coal production will exceed their targets. And remember, their targets already exceed forecast. So the coal miners are really cracking it. And then, of course, that must link to exports and the increased demand in China.
How will that demand in China influence markets globally? I mean, globally, everything's kind of grinded to a halt. China's been underperforming by their standards, which, I mean, is really saying something considering.
It's very high.
we set the bar so high for China, but they've been underperforming. What does that mean for global markets going into 2025? It's going to be one of those years where we finally seem to have a handle on interest rates. Maybe inflation goes up a bit. Maybe interest rates don't get cut as quickly. But how are prospects looking for the new year?
So firstly, China. I think they surprised us quite a bit with their trade surplus expanding to 97.44 billion. And just remember, the expectation was around about 95. So this is still a massive country and a massive player when it comes to trade. Now, that being said, we've seen Trump reacting very negatively to them, and he would focus his trade tariffs on China. But remember, the US isn't the only country out there. So I think China is coming back. And as you say, their standards are very high. We all panic if they grow below 7%, which is a brilliant figure for any other country out there. And their increased growth would, of course, mean an increase in exports for us. So that's a very good thing. You mentioned inflation. Mm-hmm. So inflation figures coming up. We're seeing our own inflation rate coming up tomorrow, and then the US on Thursday. No, US is tomorrow as well. So our own inflation rate expected is around about 3. So that's slightly higher than than the last month, but three still way on the lower end of our target. And then, of course, the US inflation, and we don't really expect any surprises. We expect it to come out at about 2.7, which is technically above their target line of 2. I think we can expect rate cuts to keep continuing at the pace where we're going.
It sounds very positive. It sounds rather optimistic from that perspective. I think what would be even better would be if South Africa would grow at 7% a year, but we'll get there one of these days, right? Nellis, I want to take
Perhaps
a look
at... Perhaps we should hire McKinsey to tell us how to do that.
Oh, I don't know. That might be an awkward conversation. We'll circle back to that one. I want to look at the Rand. The Rand finishing off the year a lot stronger. I mean, last week we were above 18 Rand. We were 18.10, 18.15 at one stage. This week came out, opened below 18 Rand, 17.75, holding currently at about 17.86 or so. The Rand clearly showing a last gasp, wanting to end the year off stronger. And that's not just against the dollar. I mean, that's against every major currency.
I think the main reason for that is our Reserve Bank not blindly following the Federal Reserve. Governor Kanyahu has shown great strength and great responsibility. And I know he's been lambasted in the media for not cutting as quickly, because obviously there's a lot of pressure on the consumer. But if you clearly look at the Reserve Bank report, he said, and his team said, we need to revise our inflation target downwards. We are not a small developing African country anymore. So we can't be sitting with an inflationary target of 6. And the only way we can phase into that is by cutting rates slower than the leading economy. And he's been doing that, and that massively strengthens the Rand. And like I said, yes, to great pressure on our consumer. But I think for the slightly longer term picture, it's the responsible play.
Nellis, you and I are going to have a conversation about how South Africa is no longer a developing country. That's a story for another day. Before I let you go, I want to take a look at OPEC. They met today. What did they have to say? Are we going to have softer oil prices? Are we going to see fuel cuts in future? What's happening?
So we haven't seen the full update of the meeting just yet, but just before the meeting, they were planning on delaying the December output hike because there is a soft oil demand currently. It is a little bit slower. It is, of course, due to wars slowing down slightly, production slowing down slightly. Remember, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're entering winter. So I think they will delay the cut or the increase in output hike, which obviously cut prices, for just a little bit. I'm very, very excited to see what comes from that meeting. I'm sure we'll have the notes on it soon.
We will hope that we get the relevant cuts. Obviously, the oil price is something that the OPEC bloc is going to keep a very close eye on going into the new year and wrapping up this year. But I think we'll wrap the conversation up there, Nellis. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights as always. Lovely catching up with you. Nellis Brink, Wealth Manager at PSG Wealth, joining me to take a look at some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as what could potentially be on investor minds at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.